We must take real steps to reverse the trouble health trends that have occurred in our state.
Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has made it clear that he wants to make sure the citizens in his state get quality, affordable health care as long as it has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act. The ACA just celebrated its fifth anniversary. 171,000 Alabamians are getting coverage through the federal program just this year alone. One of the most important provisions of the Affordable Care Act is the expansion of Medicaid, which provides health coverage to low-income families. It's a joint federal and state-funded program that provides health care for more than 60 million low-income Americans, a family of four earning $30,000 or less, or an individual making $15,000 or less, are eligible for the program. However, Alabama is one of 19 states that opted out of the Medicaid expansion. Critics call it a flawed system, and many want a new plan in place. That prompted Bentley to say, maybe, in a state of the state earlier this month.
But we cannot allow federal bureaucracy and the extremely flawed Patient Protection Affordable Care Act to derail our efforts to make sure that Alabamians have good quality health care, especially the poorest and the most vulnerable.
Letting states opt out of the Affordable Care Act Medicaid expansion leaves millions of Americans without coverage. It also costs taxpayers money due to outrageous costs of emergency services if they get sick. State lawmakers are worried about the cost of the program.
How do you pay for it?
That's State Senator Cam Ward. He and many other conservative lawmakers are working with the governor to try to expand Medicaid. However, Ward says this issue is out of his and the legislature's hands. He is challenging the voters to make up their minds about Medicaid.
I just don't hear the clamoring from the voters. I mean, I get people from time to time who want it, particularly a lot of mental health advocates who are going to have their benefits increase as a result of this. You're just not hearing people say, yes, I want to raise taxes to increase Medicaid. That's just not something you hear.
This is how Medicaid expansion works under the Affordable Care Act. The federal government pays for 100% of the total cost up to 2016. At that point, states including Alabama would have to cover 10% of the cost. A study in 2012 by healthcare economists at the University of Alabama at Birmingham says this could be a real moneymaker for the state. The report suggests the state would gain almost $1 billion in tax revenue. So why aren't GOP lawmakers lining up to support the plan? Democratic State Representative Craig Ford has a one-word answer to Republican opposition. That word is Obama.
They said it's too good of an opportunity to provide health care to their people in their state. It's nothing more than just a political ploy on the Republican Party here in Alabama. Just to say that, you know, if it has anything to do with Obama or federal, they don't want to enter into it.
Tennessee tried a similar approach and ended up with the same result. Governor Bill Haslam attempted to create a program called Ensure Tennessee, which needed legislative approval. Haslam called a special session to help create the law, but the measure died in a Senate and Welfare Committee. The bill could have insured 220,000 low-income Tennesseans.
The biggest complaint and concern that you heard about the law was that it was in some way too similar or too closely connected with the Affordable Care Act.
That's Dave Boucher, the political reporter for the Tennessean, the state's biggest newspaper.
The Republicans in the South live in states where the president is extremely unpopular, and anything that could get them tagged as someone who supports the president's plans could certainly hurt them in a re-election bid.
Ward and Ford both argue the state has bigger fish to fry in the state, like the $700 million budget shortfall the state is in right now. Governor Bentley proposed a tax increase of more than $500 million to plug the holes in the state's coffers. Ford calls it a, quote, travesty that Alabama is not part of the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act.
They treat the federal government like a one-night stand. We're a taker state. For every dollar we send to D.C., we get $3.50 back. You know, the roads that you're driving on today are 90% paid by federal funds. So you can't pick and choose what you want from the federal government. And you know, unfortunately, they're trying to do that, and they're hurting our people in Alabama and not providing them health care coverage.
Until the Alabama legislature can come to an agreement for the voters to decide on how to proceed and pay for it, both sides believe the murky waters of Medicaid expansion will get deeper.